Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, beloved friends. Welcome to Divine Experience with your host, Dr. Thacia Smith, and thank you for joining me this afternoon. You just heard You Lead by a very young and talented artist, Miss Jamie Grace, and it goes with our topic, our featured topic of discussion today, on Christian entertainment and how that should be practiced. But again, thank you for joining me, and some reminders of how you can connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com or twitter.com. You can just simply look up my name, Thacia Smith. I'm the only Thacia who exists that I know of anyway, or have ever seen online, D-A-Y-C-I-A-A, two A's on the end, and LinkedIn, of course, the same, and Instagram. You can email dcsm77@gmail.com, or the show email, Divine Experience, would be divineexperience77@gmail.com, like to make comments about the show or to obtain advice or spiritual counsel. I am a counselor, a mental health professional by occupation. So I would be glad to share what the Lord gives to me in terms of spiritual insight and wisdom. Some personal updates. Sign language classes. I mentioned a few weeks back I was definitely looking forward to taking sign language classes, and those have commenced. My son is actually sitting in on the classes with me, so I do have somebody with whom I can practice. It's very important when you're talking about language communication. And it's free for Shelby County Schools employees, praise the Lord, so I don't have to pay for these. So it's each Tuesday evening, and I'm already able to sign the alphabet and some basic phrases. So I'm looking forward to continued advancement with that. And our instructor has already mentioned a class party at the end of the semester, and field trips will take to restaurants to place orders using, she is teaching ASL, primarily American Sign Language, but she's doing some signed English as well. And other places. So I'm very, very excited. Next weekend, I should be starting my piano class, and I'm definitely, there's a teacher's assistant at our school who actually teaches piano on the side, as a side business, so I will be starting those, and I'm very excited. Again, I dabbled a little bit this summer, but you only get so far being self-taught when you have, you know, lost a lot of the foundational pieces that I got when I was taking it in my preteen years. So, and also, I'm going to be making a manuscript submission for preteen teen fiction, inspirational fiction by year's end, by the end of 2013. So I am very excited about that prospect there. I'll have more to come on that in the future weeks. And the Morning Manna ministry that I have is going well. I have an email group called Morning Manna, and I send out an inspirational blurb, every commentary, if you will, every morning, a scripture text followed by just a commentary that delves more into the meaning of that scripture verse and how it applies to our lives. And I've had, you know, so many people who receive the Morning Manna tell me it's such a blessing, but it really is a blessing as well, and I just thank God for being used as a vessel for that ministry. Praise reports. The government shutdown has ended. Yay! Finally. Hallelujah. Cost the economy $24 billion. Can you all believe that? That is just astounding to me. Countless number of people and their families were affected. But, again, thank the Lord that it's over. There's still, you know, some recovery that has to take place. But they've, you know, ended the shutdown. So that's good. My son Paul and the church scouts returned safely from their mission trip to Portland, Tennessee. And he did actually get, I got a call Friday because he left Thursday afternoon, and I got a call at work Friday. I was so afraid when I saw the number come in from the scout leader because I was like, oh, Lord, what has happened? Please, Father God, because sometimes, you know, the devil can just have you thinking something terrible is going to happen and you have to, you know, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. But anyway, he got a bee sting on his stomach. His shirt got caught up on a branch, and then a yellow jacket or something got underneath and inside the shirt, and he didn't realize until it had already caused the sting. So, but he's okay. She was just calling to let me know they were treating him, and it's baking soda, whatever the application that put on there to make sure it doesn't swell. So he is fine. Thank Jesus, he is fine. And he got his report card this past week. And he has a 90 numerical average, overall high B, a B plus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. And, you know, I would have to say for those parents who, you know, saw their children's report cards and were not as pleased, I have been there as well with my son. And there have been times when the report cards come home, and I know that that was, you know, not an indication of his true ability or intelligence. There are other things going on in his life and the circumstances that led to that, you know, poor report card at that particular time for that particular grading period. So just know, and I just got on my knees and I prayed and I said, Lord, you know, just give, you know, my son the insight and the effort, you know, to fix it, to desire to give me the strength and the power to guide him in the name of Jesus through the Holy Spirit so that I'll be able to provide him with what it is he needs to excel. And the Lord did turn all of that around. So it is going to happen. Just don't give up faith and just pray and ask the Lord to show you, to reveal to you what it is that needs to change for that. Prayer requests. It is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're praying for women who are suffering from breast cancer or in remission and their families. It's also National Bully Prevention Month, and so we're praying for children who are being bullied by someone in their lives, and that could be their peers, that could be their parents, that could be other adults in their lives, other family members, that could be teachers, that could be anybody, but that there will be intervention, help, and support for them so that they know they are not alone and that situation ceases. Also for adults, sometimes adults are in situations where they're being bullied by bosses, especially people who may be in a superior position to them as a supervisor or in some other capacity or regard who feel they can abuse their authority. There may be spouses. Domestic violence could be a number of issues going on with adults as well and bullying. So the same prayers or petition for them. And I want to pray for my family members and myself, my friends, various challenges that we have in our lives, that the Lord will meet our needs accordingly. And I pray for Christians to stand up, stand out, and show the world what truly fun-filled Christian entertainment can be. That's our focal topic for today. So let's have opening prayer. Father God in heaven, come before you, Lord, and we just thank you and praise you for being the wonderful God that you are. Lord, you sustained so many during this government shutdown, Father God, and I just thank you and praise you for the grace and mercy, for your provision, Father God. And we know we are not worthy, Father God. I know I've sinned and fallen so short, and yet you still hold me up, Father God. You still spread your mighty wings and envelop me, Father God. And I'm just so thankful, Lord. I pray for those who are suffering from illnesses or ailments, Father God, suffering from diseases and sicknesses. Heal their body. Bring restoration, Father God. Pray for those who have emotional challenges and personal challenges and difficulties right now, Father God, whether it be abuse they're suffering mentally or physically, Father God. I ask that divine intervention would come into play, Father God, to bring them out of those distressing situations, Father God, into peace, into joy, Father God. I pray right now, Lord, that you would also be with anybody else who is having any kind of challenge, Father God, that he or she needs to overcome, that you would lead the way, Father God, into victory for those individuals. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Our guiding scriptures for today. What does the Bible say about the appearance of evil? 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from every form of evil. And Romans 13:13, let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy. 1 Corinthians 6:19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And Romans 12:9, let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. First Thessalonians 5:21, but test everything, hold fast what is good. First Thessalonians 4:12, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one. And then what does the Bible say about our appearance? James 1:23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. Matthew 23:28, so you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Psalm 139:14, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. And Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Love the last verse. So our people of influence for today, famous breast cancer survivors. I'm just going to highlight a few in honor of our National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, of course, we all know about Robin Roberts and her battle with breast cancer. Also, there's Wanda Sykes, she has battled and survived breast cancer. Olivia Newton-John, I was not aware of her bout with it, but she is one who is also a famous breast cancer survivor. And Christina Applegate from Married with Children, she herself is a breast cancer survivor. And there's also Kim Novak. She's also so there are many, many, many famous women who have struggled with this this physical disease and have survived, overcome it, and are doing well, doing very well. So there is indeed hope and inspiration. Also, I want to highlight the person of influence, Miss Amanda Castaño. She's a bilingual mentor and student advocate at my school, and she always goes above and beyond. She is a remarkable person in terms of the work, the effort that she puts forth in behalf of the students, and not just the, you know, students who are of the ELL background, but all the students. Of course, she is primarily there for the service of the ELL students and their families, but I mean everything from setting up tours for students who are transitioning to the next level, middle school tours, to calling and arranging for outside therapy and counseling, grief therapy, or other types of behavioral groups for students with the community agencies, to presenting or interpreting for the ELL family night, providing resources, reading to classes, exposing more cultural factors and diversity. I mean, it's such a pleasure to work with her because you can truly see her sincerity and genuineness in wanting to serve the students and their families. So I just want to commend her. And lastly, our student council officers performed a anti-bully play at the local library last week, and it was a big hit. You know, it was a huge success. So they are definitely shining young stars and terrific leaders. So two young ladies and two young men. So here are, before we go into our featured topic, five fantastic ways to add flair to your fall festival. In this time of year, people are having fall festivals everywhere, at schools, communities, and in homes. My son's, our church school, held a fall festival earlier in October. But these are ways that you can kind of jazz it up a bit without really adding any money. You could arrange for horseback rides just by contacting someone at a local barn and ask that person if they'd be willing to offer free stable rides for an hour or two. If they have some kind of camp or, you know, runner offers some type of lessons, you could say, hey, well, if you allow these free rides, and that would give you exposure and publicity and marketing for your classes, for your lessons, and people be aware, give out cards, and then, you know, they may come back for lessons. Make that type of arrangement. Also, you could get someone you know is pretty, adept, as skilled at stunts and acts, to dress up as a circus clown and do some circus acts. You know, somebody in your family or somebody from your work or somebody who enjoys, you know, that type of thing on the side or whatever. is a comical type of person, or maybe just to tell some jokes. Also, you could set up a fruit hunt in the backyard, playground, or open field, depending on where you're having it. Just plant some fruit in some little baskets with some hay, or some little buckets, even those little Dollar Tree little pails or something. Plant fruit and have, you know, have it hidden in different spots, and have people go on a fruit hunt and gather fruit in their baskets. And or you could build a campfire at sunset, roast veggie dogs, and sing seasonal songs, or marshmallows, whatever you prefer. Or you could visit an animal farm. There are animal farms sometimes out in the country. Just take a ride and just, you know, these people may advertise their things on the internet, or somebody may know about them, and they'll allow you to come and you know, see their animals. Now, what constitutes Christian entertainment? So there is an excellent article from Christianity Today. It's on ChristianityToday.com. You can look it up. It's a hot topic. What does a Christian look like? And nowadays, there are so many, and I think I mentioned this in one of my morning manna commentaries, but there are so many definitions of what it means to be a Christian and how that's displayed and all of these types of things. So faith and values are huge. And they interviewed a group of students. It's great to get the perspective of young people, because they are the future, on what they think makes a Christian a Christian. And basically they talked about some things like, you know, what does it look like visually? And, you know, one of the young gentlemen said, people's picture of a Christian is someone carrying their Bible around, wearing glasses, a suit and tie, walking to church, kind of dirty. And then, you know, somebody else says, you know, you're perceived as a goody-two-shoes, don't really have friends, don't go to the movies, don't go to the mall, don't do anything exciting or fun. And then, that, you know, somebody else said, people think Christians' lives are perfect, never have any problems. All of these are obviously, you know, great misconceptions. And then, you know, somebody else said, well, sometimes people see Christians as hypocrites because they profess it, they speak it with their lips, but they don't see that manifested in their lives. And that's where it goes into, you know, one young lady says that she has a friend who's not a Christian, and that friend always says, oh, you're so different. And she said she actually, you know, sees that as a compliment, because we should be different. And then, you know, the gentleman comments, you know, we have a reputation for standing up for what's right, and that scares people sometimes. So there's, you know, addressing that. But, you know, they said, well, who are we? And I love this. We're lovers of Christ. A Christian is someone who's been adopted into God's family, is radically living for him, following God's about love. In 1 Peter, it says we're supposed to respond to the gospel by loving our brothers and sisters. But it also, you know, a young lady follows up with, we're not perfect. You know, we do have issues and struggles and challenges. But when we get into, I love this comment, when we get into how do we express it or show it in terms of what we do. And this young gentleman here, he says, you know, talk about what does it include in terms of what you do. Listening to secular music or lifestyle choices, such as cursing. One young lady says, I've stopped cursing. I don't like people to curse around me. I just walk away. I think the way you dress also tells people about your values. And then this gentleman says, I stopped listening to secular music. I only listen to Christian music now. And I love the way this young lady says this here. She follows it. She says, I'm careful about music, too. People say, oh, it doesn't affect me. But I say, listen to the words. You're singing along with those words. They're coming out of your mouth. Even though you might be aware of it, those words are affecting the way you think. So I always go back to, you know, people say, oh, I can watch a horror film and it doesn't affect me. It does affect you, because it's going into your mind. You're absorbing. And then anything, you may not realize it at that time, in the long term, it has to affect you, because you're a human being. And human beings are affected by anything we see or watch or do. So, and then it goes into TV, you know. stop watching, you know, so much TV, or the TV that's not, you know, expedient, you know, as far as our Christian nature. Reading a lot of Christian books, reading the Bible. You know, this young gentleman wants to go into ministry, so he's just careful about what he watches. And this is what, this is really the heart of what I wanted to get into. This other gentleman says, I think entertainment is one area where it's really easy for me to push God aside. It seems like I'm willing to honor God in other areas of my life. When it comes to entertainment, it's like, hey, this is my thing. One verse that really sticks in my mind is Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brothers, whatsoever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I try to use that as my test for what's right and wrong. And so going into, as this applies to our daily life, if we watch the same movies, wear the same clothes, listen to the same music, go to the same places, how do people know we belong to God? Actions speak louder than words. We do not want to bear false witness or mock God. We are in the world, but not of it. If we are different, peculiar, unique, and this is good, this pleases God. People may not join us just because they know we are different. They may scoff or tease, but they will respect the fear of God within us. Remember Daniel and the three Hebrew boys thrown in the fiery furnace and still would not bow down and worship the king's gods? And Esther going before the king to ask release for her people, knowing that she could be killed right there on the spot, but having the faith and having the courage to do so. So the questions are, can we watch movies? Yes. Should they be filled with sex, violence, profanity, and horror? No. Can we listen to music? Yes. Should it be hard rock, heavy metal, derogatory hip-hop, and oversex pop and rhythm and blues? No. Can we have and go to parties? Yes. Should there be alcohol consumption, lasciviousness, illicit sex, drugs, and the like? No. Who is our maker, our master, our mighty, all-powerful Lord? We are fashioned by him, tailored to his desire. Therefore, his impression should be evident all over us, whether 6, 16, or 60-plus. Let's dare to be different. Let's show that we are having fun in the Lord without the carnal cares of the world to derail us. You know, I just have to say that, and I don't like to give too much attention to the whole Halloween hype or whatever, because it obviously it gets far too much attention. But that's one example of, like, and I grew up, you know, we grew up trick-or-treating and all of that when I was young.